Hi everyone, my name is Alex. Welcome everyone who woke up so early to visit this room. This is Software Performance Dev Room. I'm a Dev Room organizer. I am not in a blue t-shirt, but that's fine. We didn't have enough of them for us. So, and for today, I wanted to talk about one interesting topic, interesting to me, about software performance. But not about actual benchmarks, so some state-of-the-art performance in several domains or something like that. I wanted to talk about how accessible this software performance is for regular people, for us. A few words about me. I'm a regular C++ engineer. Right now I'm a Rust engineer. I'm interested in different compiler stuff, especially LLVM. I prefer LLVM over GCC for several reasons. I spent several years in C++ standard committee. I'm the author of the awesome PGO project, if you heard about it. I'm the room organizer. And I actually like Rapid Software. So what do we usually hear about software? Usually, at first, different benchmarks, good benchmark report and not so good benchmark reports. Please don't use Tech and Power benches for any serious stuff. Different engineering blocks, something like we rewrote it, something usually in Rust, and it became blazingly fast. Hardcore and low-level optimization stuff, possibly from FFmpeg guys, something rewriting in assembly and achieving great performance for conversions. And academy papers, like, for example, a SIMD.json, like novel techniques, pretty novel techniques for like 3 years ago it was invented. But one point is frequently missed. How all of these software performance achievements are easily to be used in everyday life. For example, check this one. These are two titles from Pharonix. And actually, for these are performance improvements for the Linux kernel. And they are pretty